And that Lamed Dalet Lamed Aleph Viboy Yisayma Be'isra Bas Achas Balibe De Rab Shimon. He had problems before for Yisuf that the Mishnah is going according to Rab Meir. Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds Tobit Var Mitzvah as part of a Makom. So we had a problem. So why does the Mishnah tell us that they're chayiv kolbonis? So we have to mahalchim, either the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer, or Rabbi Yeshua only patterned if he's torud, he's bohu, by nesuin one isn't bohu. Now the Gemara wants to say, viboy yisayme, we can say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Shimon, there's one problem, Rabbi Shimon holds a nisachal alisa, so we'll say that all the yisurim were chal bebasachas. But with Rabbi Shimon, we maviach, as Taisvis had said, that Rabbi Shimon holds Rabbi Yeshua only held Tor Bidvar Mitzvah is potem in a kolben if it's also mitzvah. And here it is not also mitzvah, so therefore, that's why we're chayev a kolben. So the Gemara now wants to understand how can we explain that the Mishnah is speaking about that all the Yisurim were chal bebasachas. So the Gemara asks as follows, Bishleime kulu mashkachas lehude shebinu shliach, that the two brothers made a shliach to be mekadish the two sisters, Bishovu ini shliach, and they made a shliach, upoga shliach bishliach. So bebasachas, they became an Eishasish and Eishasach and Achaisisha. Elonidois, Eichi Mashkachaslo. But how can we understand that they became Nidois, Bebasachas, that the Issa Nida was Chal, the Rega, the Eishasish and Eishasach and Achaisisha was Chal? Omar Rav Amram Omar Rav, Beshoifois, Mitech Yud Gimel, La'achash Leisha Oso, L'chiyuvi Inhu. Mitoich shnei moso, la'achar shnei moso, l'chiyuvi inhi. Let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, Biboy yiseime, kula masnisen rav meyehi, el afilo rab shimen, b'meiku. Rab shimen is meikul by Yisachal alisa, ochemoide, ochegoin de cholu kulu bebasachas. All the Yisurim bachal bebasachas. The shovu inhu, shnei ha'achim shliach echot, lo hoilich es ha'kedushin l'shtei achoyis. Both of them made one shliach to take their kedushin to the two sisters. Vehein osu shliach echot l'kabul kedushin. Upoga shliach b'shliach. V'cholu yachad ze al ze v'ze al ze Yisraishis ish v'yisraishis och v'achayis ish. Simultaneously everything was chal, all these three Yisurim. Elo nida yisaychi motzi mashkachas lo bebas achas im kedushin. He kedushin kodmu le nida yis. If the kedushin was before they became nidays, arei yeshes ish v'cheis ish v'cheis ach kodmo, v'sulo yosi nidays v'chayel. So according to Rab Shimon, then this a nidah can pechal. And these three yisurim, because an yisachal alisa. V'i nidays kodim, v'sulo yosi yisachini v'chayel. Omar Rav Amram Omri Bei Rav Mashkachas Lo Tes Zayin Chatois Beiser Bas Achas Bishoifois Bitoich Yud Gimul Shonem Leleidas Habaylem La'acha Yud Gimul. We have that these women became married 13 years, that means Toich Yud Gimul Shonem, before it ended the 13 years from the Schorim, La'acha Yud Gimel. And there was Sheifa Istam, that means we'll see in Rashi soon the case, so let's wait till we get there. L'chiyuvi Inu,
כלי מתם זה כדי לחייב הסחורים, שחולו כולון עליהם בבס אחס, דבהח יוימה עושו לכלל עונשם. So when they became bar mitzvah, when the schorim became bar mitzvah, then it was chal all the isurim, eishes ish, eishes ach, ach eishisha anide. ומתוך יודבייז לך יודבייז לחיובי אינהי, שאישה בו לכלל עונשים, בש יודבייז שונה ויום אחד, בזוכה ליוד גימל ויום אחד. Now Rashi is going to explain the case. So we're explaining now a case that we have two women, two sisters, that got married to two brothers, and bebas achas is chal on them the issa eishes ish, achis isha, eishes och, and nide. Now we, the first v'yisurim, we said there's no problem. The shaila is, how can we have the nide should be chal bebas achas with these three yisurim? So now Rashi explains the case. Shenildu haschorim, these two brothers, were born be'echod b'tishrei. So the two brothers, so they were twins. So they were born Rosh Hashanah. V'hanikeivos be'echod b'tishrei, and the two sisters were also born Rosh Hashanah, l'shana habo, the next year. The next year, two sisters were born to a different family. Ubiyoim echot, and in one day, that means when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, Mishlam Yud Beis L'Nekeve, Shehen Yud Gimel L'Schorim. So, the day of the, well, the day that these two Schorim become Gdolim, that's when these two Nekeves become Gdolim. So far, so good. Now the problems arise. Umosru Kiddushin. Now Rashi says these two brothers were Moise Kiddushin Erev Rosh Hashanah when they were still Ktanim Sheyachaylu L'Yayim HaMocho, that they gave Kiddushin to these two sisters, and now we don't need a Shliach anymore because the Kiddushin wasn't Chal when they gave it to them, so nothing happened yet. Sheyachaylu l'yayim ha-mochas k'shei nasin g'doylem. That the Kedushin should be chal Rosh Hashanah when they'll become g'doylem. The yayim echad b'shnas yud gimel b'inon l'nikeivis, yayim echad b'shnas yud balad l'schorim. So Rashi means because they don't become g'doylem erev Rosh Hashanah, he has to enter the Rosh Hashanah yayim echad is lavdavke, but in order for them to be g'doylem, it has to start the 14th year for the Zchorim and the 13th year for the Nekevis. So that means as soon as it's going to become, let's say, Tzeisak Echovim, as soon as it's become Laila, so the Kedushin will be Chal. B'ischilu Shoifois B'soif Yudbeis. Now, these Noshim, these two sisters, were Shefei Adam, right before Erev Rosh Hashanah, they started Shefei Adam, Besoif Yud Beis Laleida Ad Lemocha till Rosh Hashanah. Va'af Al Gav Shehanidais Koda. So Rashi says, so Oy Bezoi, they became Nidais Erev Rosh Hashanah. B'leihoyu Hein Asureis La'elu. But they weren't also to these men, Lefisha Einom Bechlal Mitzvahs, because they were Ktanis. So when they started seeing Dam, no Issa was Chal on them, because they're Ktanis. V'loi Eilu Asurim Bahem, and these two brothers were not Osir in them, Lefisha Einom B'nei Mitzvahs, that they're also not B'nei Mitzvahs. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, two things happened. Erev Rosh Hashanah, these two brothers gave these two sisters Kedushin. That should be Chal in Rosh Hashanah. Should be Chal on Rosh Hashanah. So that means the vial, as soon as it becomes Rosh Hashanah, it should be Chal. So in Rosh Hashanah, they'll become Basachas, Neshesisha, Neshesach, Nachesisha. And also Erev Rosh Hashanah, they started seeing Damnide. And so Memela, but that time Nida did not assail them under the, did not assail them on the brothers because they were Ktanim and Ktanis. But as soon as it became Rosh Hashanah, so now they became, so all three Yisurim Machal, all four Yisurim Machal Bebasachas, as soon as it became Rosh Hashanah. Nimtzu HaKedushin Ve'isar Oynish Nidais Chal Aleihem Kshechoshcha Rosh Hashanah Shal Yudgimul Nekevish Yishna Shedalu Duschorim. So they became, all the Yisurim Machal as soon as it became Rosh Hashanah. Shakdushin, Shishna Shidaldusam, Shakdushin Banidaris, Kodmulikdulosam. The Kedushim and the Nidis was around before they were Gdoilim, Utluyim Vaimdim Lochel Kshayigdalu. But it wasn't Chal. Lubisha Achas Cholukulo. Lahochi Nokat Shayfis. Why does it say that it was Shayfis Dab? The Yevshel Tzamtzim Prisis need the Tvisis Gdushim B'Sha'achas to make that the Rega, when it became Rosh Hashanah, that Rega exactly they became Nidais, that's the Yevshel Tzamtzim. Well, it became Kodmu Sha'achas B'Katnusam. So you have to say that it became Nidais a little bit before. Now let us see Taisvitz. Mitoich shloisha oso la'acha shloisha oso l'chiyuve inu kein girds kirsas hakunteres v'koshe d'leihavi bebasachas. So Taisu says it's not bebasachas. The nida is chal olav tchile, but first the isa nida was chal and then the kedushin was chal. Shein yochel lekadosh v'leilasis shliach ad sheyagdil dein maise kotten klum. Now Taisus asks a moire dike kasha an Rashi. Taisus asks as follows. Taisus asks that hechetimse that Rashi said that the ktanim gave the ktanis kedushin that it should be chal lemocho. That doesn't make sense, because a maise cotton ain't maise cotton klum. So cotton can't make kedushin. So in order, the earliest oifen we can make these noshim mekudish to these schorim, is that in Rosh Hashanah, they'll make kedushin. As soon as it becomes Hashanah, they'll make kedushin. But the first split second, they can't make kedushin. So kochach di sanida was chal before the issa reisha sish was chal. So we have a problem in issa chal al issa. That is Taisvis kasha. Now, to understand, this is a moira dike Rashi. What did Rashi hold? So the Taisvis harosh, for emphasis Rashi, and he says as follows. Let us just say the words of the Taisvus HaRosh. The Taisvus HaRosh says, the bidibur shel katnus, the dibur that these ktanim said when they were ktanim, ein lim noya lochel akedushin acher sheyagdil. So that would not prevent that it shouldn't become kedushin after they become gedolim. Midi dahave al acher sheis gaya. So the Taisus Rosh brings a gaya. Chameya holds if a goy comes over to a yid and he says arei at mekudeshes li la acher sheis gaya. So the din is he said they gave her the money. He's megaya himself 10 days later. She's married. The ein maise goy klum. A maise goy, Rashi says, Taisus says, the maise cotton klum. A maise cotton is nothing. So the Taisus Rosh says, no, so how do you understand that? Ein maise goy klum. Afilo hochel moyel diburoi, but the dibur of the goy helps, she yochel kiddush nachash is gaya. So, we also have a problem, and it works. He doesn't go into it how it works, but it works. So you have here a problem, ein maise cotton klum. But it'll be chal later. But he says there's another problem. He says the problem is that tzadavish leibaloylo. That means we are making just la'achashes gaya, the Gemara says helps according to Rameya, because Rameya holds all the makta dover shalai baloilam, or lid dover shalai baloilam. So over here, the yid is not baloilam. We're making kedushin for the yid that will become a yid after the geiris, but the yid isn't here yet. No, it helps according to Rameya. The same thing we're making kedushin for a gadol that is also not here by Elam. The gadol has to come. He's going to come Rosh Hashanah. But there's no gadol yet. So he said, that's a problem. That he doesn't answer this kasha. But Taisvis didn't ask this kasha. Taisvis asked, ein maise kotten klum. So he says, ein maise goy klum. And then that helps. We have to understand what he's saying. I saw him chedushi Rab Nochem. He says, a moire de kezach. He brings a Rashi in Mesechtes Ksubis, Tafayin Gimel Amid Beis. Rashi says, why can't a cotton make kedushin? Should ask us, why a cotton can make kedushin? He's a la barbas, he's a kasha. Rashi says, "Ein kedusha of kedushan mishum de lav bar kiche dechsiv ki yikach ish isha." Rashi had a fine d'drosha. Amiut ki yikach ish isha. That means without this posik of ish, I'd say cotton can make kedushan also. So, the Toises HaRosh was Mechadish. That this, so L'chayre, it's a miut. That a Maise Kicha of a cotton is not a Maise Kicha. But so the Rosh was Mechadish. That only means that it can't help she should get married when he's a cotton. But it can help if we're making kedushin for a godel. Just like we find that a goy can make a Maise Kicha. Even though it's also a lav bar kiche, it's a lav bar gittin a kedushin a goy. Af al piken, he can make a maise kiche if it'll be chal when he's a god. We have to understand the oimik advarim of al koponim. That's what the Taisus HaRosh says, and that is what Rab Nochem says pshat in the Taisus HaRosh. I wanted to be moisif. Could be, there's another Rashi, which could be is going l'shitosoi. There's a very interesting Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Amud Beis. There were two Shutvim who owned an Evid, Knani, and one Shutv was Meshacha the Evid. Fine. So now he's a chatzi eved, the chatzi ben chayrin. So the din is, if you have a chatzi eved, the chatzi ben chayrin, bezin forces the other odin to be meshacher. It's mitzvah spiri, we force him. So this other odin was very smart. He knew that he had no interest in being meshacher the eved. He wanted to have the eved. Now bezin's gonna force him. So he thought, I have an eitzah. So he was makne his chaylik to the son. To his son. So he had a son a cotton. And he pat himself on his back. Bezin won't force a cotton. A cotton is a lav bar kviya. Nothing to worry about. So he did one, he took care of Bezin. That's what he thought. When Bezin heard about this, so Bezin realized that the hands are tied. They can't force a cotton. That's 100% right. So the Gemara says, "Hoye mekalkish leizuzi." So they called over the cotton, and they got the din is that the eved gives the amount he's worth to the odin, and then he's meshacha. So they went and called over the cotton. They showed him, "Look, you know, if you're going to be meshacha him, you're going to get so much money." And they convinced, they convinced the court, look at this money. You just write a shtar shichel, and you give it to the eved, and well, you'll get this money. No, he heard money. Because of Legita de Cherus. So the Gemara says he bought a shtar shichel. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Toisvus asks on Rashi, ein meise kotten klum. Sounds familiar. Toisvus asks, how could a kotten write a shtar shichel? Ksav Soifus said Rashi, oh, he could write a shtar shichel. He could give a get also a kotten. So al koponim, we see that it's not so poshit what a cotton cannot do. Rashi Vaisaisi can make a shtar shichu. Rashi Vaisaisi can make a maisa kedushin. A kaponim, it's a mechudish to Rashi, but that's what Rashi holds. And the Rosh isn't the spoil from it. Now, that what Tosfos asked two kashas. Tosfos asked two kashas on Rashi. One kasha, Tosfos asked, Shein yochel lekadish, v'loy lase shliach. The Tosfos says the second kash. No, he can't make a shliach either. So what is pshat in the second kash? He can't make a shliach. And if he could make a shliach, what would be? So Rav Nochem says, we see another yisod from Tosfos. There's a, perhaps it's a machlokes harishonim. The machlokes harishonim, what is the din if a person made a shliach to give a get, and then he became a shaita. Can the shliach give the get? So what is the shaila? The shaila is that bishas, the get is being given, the bala get is a la ba das. He can't give a get. He don't have the das of the mishalach. So there's a machlokes harishonim, can a person give over koiches tashliach, now you're a shliach, and you are a bardas, so b'meile, you can make the ma'aseh kinyan. We don't need bishas to get that the mishaleach should be a bardas. As long as the shliach is bardas is enough. So b'meile, that's Tosfos' second kashan Rashi. Tosfos says, no, if the cotton could make a shliach, so then he wouldn't have a kasha, ein meise cotton klum. So the cotton isn't doing anything. He made a shliach, and now the shliach is making the meise kedushin. But Tosfos says there's another problem, that a cotton can't make a shliach. So mamela, that is Tosfos' kasha and Rashi. Before we go further in Tosfos' pshat in the Gemara, I'd like to just say two more ha'oris on Rashi's pshat. Ha'ora number one, Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara, that we have here that everything, the hachonis of the Kedushin, the Riyas Damnida was Erev Rosh Hashanah. And as soon as it becomes Rosh Hashanah, as soon as they become G'daylim, Rosh Hashanah, the first second of Rosh Hashanah, the everything is Chal. So L'chayre, Dachsmi, we see two things from here. L'chayre, one thing we see, I think there are certain shitas that are machmer that by godless you need a mesles. That you need 13 years of a mesles after pass by in order that one should become a godl. So l'chayre from Rashi we see klal nitazoi. No one ever said that these two brothers and two sisters were born the exact regga of Laila, that no one ever said this, of it seems of a kaponah, that doesn't matter. As long as they were born the day of Rosh Hashanah, so as soon as it becomes Rosh Hashanah, Mishachoshcha, they become Gdaila. That's Ahora number one. Ahora number two, I saw in Bikuri Yehuda, he asks, but there's another problem. The problem is you don't become a Godel at Havor Saris. Now, how did that work? That the Basachas, as soon as it became Rosh Hashanah, there was Avo Asaris. That is a shtickle problem. But, that's his Meiras, this Kasha. Let us go, but that is that is Tosfos Kashis and Rashi. Now, I'd like to read for the Olam, the Lashon of Tosfos is a little vergreist and a little unclear. So I'd like to read for the Olam the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh is a little clearer what Tosfos is saying, and then it's Pshat and Tosfos also, but it's Tosfos is more Bekitzer. Vo'aymer Rabbeinu Tam. So we hear Ve'amor Dikikashe. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, the Bechol HaSvorim Kadmoinim, Ubisefer Boser Al Gabi Gecholim. This is the Girse of the Tosfos HaRosh. That means in all Svorim, in Boser Al Gabi Gecholim was a Sefer that the Tosfos had, which was Falestlach in Girsois. Garsinen Bishayfas Mitoich Gimel La'ach Gimel L'chiyuvi Inu Umitoich Yudbeis L'chiyuvi La'ach Yudbeis L'chiyuvi Inhi. Now, what does this mean? What happened? So Tosfos says, Amoyre de Kipshat, we're trying to make a hechetimtze that Bibas Achas should be chal on the Schorim and on the Nekevis for Isurim, Eshesi Yishach, Eshesha, Eshesach, and Nide. Bechigoy, the Kibul Behen Avien Kiddushin Kshohoyu Pchusois Misbas Gimel. These two sisters, their father was Mekabel Kedushin for them when they were 2.5 years old. The father was Mekabel Kedushin. These Schorim, they were 20 years old. They went over to the father. The father could be Mekadish's daughter. And they gave the father to Prutis, and this one is going to marry Roch, and this one's going to marry Leia. And it was done at two different times. One did it in the morning, one did it at night, no problem. And they were Mekadish, these two sisters. Now, the vial, nothing happened yet. There's no chiyuvim. There's no chiyuv eishas ish. There's no chiyuv achis isha. There's no chiyuv eishas och. Because they're lav bas bia. So the chiyuvim were not chal yet. A pchusim yibas gimel is a lav bas bia. Then also in this second year, they saw dam nider. Also gonish mit gonish. There's no chiyuv. No chiyuv was ever chal. As soon as they became Gimel Shonim, boom. So all of a sudden, it's Chal Bebasachas, Chiyiv Nida, Shesisha, Shesacha, Nachisisha. So Memele, so that's how this Chorim became Mechuyiv Bebasachas and all these four Yisurim. The Nikavis, the Ktanis, the Nikavis are Ktanis, so nothing happened to them. We have to have 16 Chatois over here. So Lemaise, they never tabled themselves. So Lemaise, so when they became Gedolis, so now it was Chal on them, so before they weren't Mitzumin anything, the minute they became Gedolis, so they became also on these men, Mishmah, Achesish, Eishesoch, Eishesish, and Nidr. So that was Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned Pshat in our Gemara. Now let us see the lashon of our Tosfos. It's a little different. The Girsa, but the Lach Gemeshem Yemechet Chaz Yilabi Basakuli Yisuri Bechayli Metoich Yud Beis Lach Yud Beis Lachiyuvi In He. But they became Bechuyim now. Vimboluk Shekulam Begadlis Iketez Zayin Chatois. Now Tosfos says there's obviously another problem over here. Bein the Girsa Sakuntres and Bein the Girsa Zu. You don't need a flow of dam nida from Erev Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah. Elo sherosav leitov lo bintayim. That means the ikir that there was a riyas dam. The ikir was that there was no tahare in between. Ugirsus Rabbeinu Tam sherosav etoich gimur leitov lo ad la'ach yud beis. Salkoponim, that is how the Gemara made a hechetimtze that we have, fully all the Nisach al-Alisa, but Bas Achas is Chal, the Iser, Eishes Ish, and Achis Ishe, and Eishes Och, and Nide. Rav Nochum is Ma'ore, Taisvis is Ma'orek Mechudishtik, and that's why Kubin Rashi did not want to learn like Taisvis. He says, let us assume, as he says, what happened when the father was Mekadosh, one of them? She became an Eishes Ish by 2.5. So she's an Eishes Ish. The Kedushin is in Teifes. She's an Eishes Ish now. If the father's Mekadosh by 2.5, so this woman is an Eishes Ish, and an Eishes Och, whatever, there's all these, but she's a Lav Bas Bia. So Taisvis is saying the chesorin of ein issa chalal issa is totally in the chiyuv. That means that a chiyuv cannot be chal on a chiyuv. So Taisvis was mechadish, but if the chiyuv machal bebasachas, kozman she's a labas biyah, there's no chiyuv. But if the chiyuv machal bebasachas, so then there's no problem. That is shitas haTaisvis. Let us go the next gemara. And we had in the Mishnah, we hear there an Eishesish and Achisishin and an Eishesach Huchlefu Zeboze that they got mixed up. Shnaim Shekitzu Shtei Noshim Bishask Nisosim Lechupe Huchlefu Eshol Zelo Ze. So we have, and the Baisa says we have the over 16th Chatoi is fine. And then it says, Umafrishin oison shloisha chadosh. Then, after the ach was boiled, the ashes ach. So now, if she was nisabel, so the child is a mamza. So now a child is going to be born. We won't know, is the child from the boil, is the child from the baal. Is in order to find out, what this child is, mafrishin oison shloisha chadoshim, shemo mu'uboris heim. Maybe they're mu'uboris. You don't know. So let's wait 3 months and then we'll see. If she's mu'uboris, we'll know the child is a mamza. If she's not mu'uboris, so now we'll know that the child that will be born is from a true husband. So the Gemara asks, v'ein isha misaberes bebiya rishayna. A woman doesn't become misaber bebiri shayne. So the kasha, so why do you have to be mafresh oishin shloisha chadoshim? What's the problem over here? She's a psula, and anisha's not misaber bebiri shayne. So just like you said by ektano, machzir noise miyad, safilo bagdel is also the same thing. Now, this is a very difficult gemara. The rishayim ask, who says she was a psula? Where did the Gemara get this from? The Gemara is a kasha, and Yishe Misaberes, it says over there. All we know, the Mishnah is speaking about the two sisters marrying two brothers. Could be these two sisters were married 10 times already, and then they're Beulois, and the Grushas, they're Amonis, whatever you want they are. And now they got married to the two sisters marrying two brothers. So how do you know they're psulas? So the Rishonim say as follows. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, we just learned, they got married with the 2.5. And they weren't tovel themselves till after 12. So the Zicha were psulis. The Zicha were psulis. I'm not speaking about that they were the ones that married them and the Zicha were psulis. But according to Rashi, so the Cheshik Shloime brings down from a tshuva from a Maram Rutenberg. He says something very interesting. This there's a machlekes rishonim if chupa helps by a beula. Other rishonim hold chupa only helps by a psula. By a beula you need mamish bia to make nesuin. Chupa, there's no such thing as chupa by a beula. You need mamish bia. So the Mishnah says, "Bishask nisoson lechupe echlifu eshol zelaze." So the Mishnah says there was a chupe. So if there was a chupe, so it seems she was a psula. So now the Gemara asks a good kasha. So what's the problem? If she was a psula. A psula will not become nisabe bebi rishayna. Omar Rav Nachman Amar Rabbe Baravue shebolu vishonu. Oh, it's speaking about that they made two bias. the night of the when he was boiler, he made one beer, and then he was poirish, and then he made another beer. Now by the second beer, ready, she's ois psula, so memela, and ois psula, so memela, so she could be nesab. That's you have to be mafresh 3 months. So the Gemara says, "Veloho de sanye, the Tana Rabchia reikan tezayin chatois." We learned that Burchayev 16 chatois. It says in the Baraisa. Tlosim v'taltinav. If you're telling me in Ekimta that the Mishnah is speaking about that he was boiled twice, so there's 32 chatois, not 16 chatois. It was two beers. To be is in some male is 32 chatois. The Mishnah says 16, so by stachois, that was only one bias. So so we're back to the kasha, and the nisha misaber is me bias rishoyne. So the Gemara asks, will it taimech? Fine. You don't like my terrors. Let me ask you a different kasha. Le rabbi lezer de mechayiv al kol koyach ve koyach tu vahabiyim. Afilu in the first bia, according to Rabbi Lezer, we'll see who this Rabbi Lezer is in Rashi. Rabbi Lezer holds that bias mechalkos, that bias are not like achilas chaylev. If a person ate 10 kezesim chaylev behelem echot, and he was unaware that this is chaylev, he brings one kolb. But Rabbi Lezer says if a person makes two bias in one isha, he brings two kabbalas. So memele, so the Gemara holds bechol koyach v'koyach shel bia. I feel there's only one bia, but every hanoas bia that this person had is mechuyev a different kol. So how do you understand yichayev 16 kabbalas? It's yichayev more than 16 kabbalas. Elo the bekoyach rishin kachoshim. So you have to say the Gemara means the first. We're not going into how many kabbalas to bring for the first koyach. He has to bring 16 kabbalas. Now how many koyach is the world will multiply it by that. So memele so chinami. So afilu I say was bol v'shone the birishoyne kachoshim. He's speaking about the birishoyne and the birishoyne. There's 16 kabbalas. He made a second beer. The Mishnah isn't speaking about the second beer, but that lemais is speaking about that there was a second beer. Just like it's is speaking about there was more than one koyach habir. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Tlosim v'taltin havia domas nisin k'rabbi Lezer ukmina." One of the terutzim was, "Well, yes, the kasha of the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir. So, why you chayv a kolben? It's tobit va mitzvah." So, the first teretz was that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is tobit va mitzvah chayv a kolben. So, akaponim, we said the Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Lezer. Now, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer. The masnis and Rabbi Lezer k'min ilel v'shemin elay dom chayv a kol bi yobir. Rabbi Lezer holds your chayv a kol bi yobir. Lekamon ubimeseches krisis. So the Gemara says, "I bezeh kol koyach v'koyach shall be lekamon bepere keisha." V'hosam ochitanya bo'aleo chozar bo'aleo chayim al kol achas divrei Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds bi'es mechalkes v'kivin the shamin alei l'Rabbi Lezer the mechayim ashtei bi'es behele mechas. Al kolchoch shametlei. So if Rabbi Lezer said this, so al kolchoch shametlei nami bebiya achas kama chiyuvim. So in the same ma'ase bia also there has to be many chiyuvim. The chol koyach v'koyach hanosho bi b'fnei atzmo. Each koyach is a besondere hano. He. Ula rabbonon u doloi mechayiv ela achas, mishim de kulam bela machas. Rabbonon hold yoni chayiv one. Because it's all these bees were bela machas. U bishtei bees nami lava mechayiv ela chod. According to the chachomim, they hold that bees are equivalent to tachilas chaylev. That a person they tend to say some chaylev bela mechad, you also chayiv one. But the Rabbonon are also moide that lemaise that a koyach is a mechayev. No, if there were many koiches be'alamechos, it's called one big koich. Avo yave yediyah ben koich lekoich, avo mechayich hakol chad v'chad. Because be'emesin hakoyach habiyah is a mechayich. Where do we see this? Kedisnan b'shvuz mesaches krisis, hoye mishamish ima tohira. V'omro loy nitmeisi. And she told him, in the middle of the biyah, she told him that she became a nidah. Upirish miyad, and he was pirish be'eva chai, chai sheitziyosei hanoloi kibiyosei. So what do we see from this Gemara? So we see from this Gemara that hanos biyah is a machayim. This isn't a whole maisa biyah, there was no knisa, there was no hazro, there was a yitziyah. And the Gemara says that a yitziyah hanoloi. If there is a hanos, he's chayim. So you see, hanos bi is a machayim of chorus. So memela, if there was five hanos bi in the etzim bi, so according to everyone, there's five chiyuvim. Now according to the chachomim, since it was balamechad, you bring one kolb. According to Rabbi Lezer, that holds bi is mechalke. So memela, you'll bring five kabonas. Abeleza the Oma Bias Mechalkis Islay Nami Koichis Mechalkin. Must listen Karabeleza Kim Nalel Vechitani Rabhi Sheshavisuloi. So you have to say the Koichish in Kakosh Bachnami Birishain Kakosh. Period. Omale Rova Lav Nachman. So Rova asked Rav Nachman, tell me if such a facts of life that a besula can't be nisaba, but Toma bebiri shayna iabre. Toma was nisaba bebiri shayna. Omalei Toma beetzba meochel. No, Toma was mamayach with her etzba the psulim. So therefore she was able to become nisaba bebiri shayna. The Omar Rab Yitzro kol moyachai shel beis rebi. Tomar Shmo, all the noshim of Beis Rebbe, Yeshiva of Rebbe, the those who are memayich the psulim, Tomar Shmo. The Lomo Nikro Shmo Tomar, Al Shem Tomar Shmo Chabetzbo. Now this is a very, very interesting Gemara, that the Gemara tells us that in Beis Rebbe, in the Yeshiva of Rebbe, there were, it seems, noshim tzitkaniyais, who were memayich besuleim, and they gave them a title, Toma. They were named after Toma, the aim of Malchus Beis David. Now, what was the purpose of doing this? So they bring down from the Gos Yaivitz something very interesting. That we're talking about Beis Rebbe. Beis Rebbe, they were very frum over there. Ein isha misaberes mi bia rishayna. So come out, the bia rishayna is this ashchosa zera. There's no, you're not accomplishing anything with the bia rishayna. So memele, so they were memayach. They were memayach. And be'emesin, it's very, very interesting. There's a toisvah staf ayin vova med aleph. A toisvah ayin vova med aleph. Taisvah says the godless of Yaakov Avinu shaloi roe keri miyomov, and he said koichi v'reishis oini. So Taisvah says akasha, what's a reishis oini? Ein isha misaberes mibir ishoina. How was Reuven reishis oina? V'nis abro mibir ishoina. So Taisvah says shemiyacho be'etzbo kedemrinim betomo perik daledachim. Lei was also miyacho be'etzba. In order that she should be nisaba mibir rishayne. So the base rabbi, there's also such noshim tzidkaniyais. So memele that, it seems there was a pilpul. Taisvah says in Mesechtes Ksubis, why is it called the first B, why is it called Bias Mitzvah? So Taisvah says, "Shein isha keiresis bris ella amisha oisa oisa keili." So memelu, that's why it's called bias mitzvah. So the whole krisis bris is through that. So vayis tachoyis, that's by poshet enoshim, by the oibin enoshim. This was a bigger factor that they should be able to come this Abba b'bir rishoyin. Let us see what Rashi says. V'tome yabro b'bir rishoyin mi Yehuda k'doma l'kamo de'er v'oinan shloi k'dal konshim shu. Be'etzba miyacho koydem biyo upischo pasuach v'avolo leike beiz biyo. So that's equivalent to the second biyo. Kol moyacho ishal beiz rebi ha-meishiris Bisuleim beetzbaiseim tomoshmon. Sagt die Gemara weiter. So the Gemara says, why, what's the whole problem about Tomo? For Avu er voinon. There was er voinon. So she was a bull already. She was nibble from er voinon. So the Gemara answers, er voinon shimshu shaloi kedarkon. So she was still a psula. Agavuche, I'd like to say over a Moiradik Eben Ezra. Eben Ezra says on the posik, Vishiches Arzo. So the Eben Ezra says, Hayamashris zera hakeri v'shoifeich l'chutz ba'oretz. That means all have to the most that's dosh mi b'fnim v'zoyre mi b'chutz. Ve'etmo mi ben tomim ha'mizrochi she'peirish v'shiches arze she'oso lo shaloi k'derech hanoshim b'avu shaloi tar v'hine shiches ha'oretz shalo ki olo v'yeshevez ba'oretz. That's how the Ben Tomim HaMizrochi said, Zeperish Shigoyim V'Cholilo Cholilo Lizgayel Zera HaKadosh Betina Fatonov. So Kaponim, Eben Ezra says this pshat, he says he's very critical on this pshat, I put it mildly, in Bemison, it's a Gemara, the Gemara says that was Bola Shaloi Kedar. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, It's not true that it's Bola Shaloi Kedark. We learned Kol Esrim Ba'arbo Chodesh, a woman who had a child, and she's mainik the child for 24 months. So the din is, now there's a problem. If she'll become Oberes, she will be unable to be mainik the child, and the child will die. She won't be able to nurse the child, and the child will die. So Rabbi Lezer holds Amuyim de Kechidish is Dosh mi Bifnim Bezoire mi Bachutz. That Bishas is Boaleo is Zoire mi Bachutz in order to make sure she shouldn't become Mesaba. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Amu loy. So the Chachomim told Rabbi Lezer, Alolo eina elo ke maise er boina. This is maise er boina. How could you be mad at such a thing? Al kaponim, we see that Maise Er Bo'inon was not Shaloi Kedark. Maise Er Bo'inon was Dosh Mibifnim V'Zerim Mibachutz. So the Mo says, no, Ke Maise Er Bo'inon, B'loi Ke Maise Er Bo'inon. Ke Maise Er Bo'inon, D'chsi Bo'yim Bo'al Eishes Ochi V'Shiches Arza. That's this Ashchos Zerah. B'loi Ke Maise Er Bo'inon, D'ilu Hosom Shaloi Kedark V'Ochi Kedark. But there was Taka Shaloi Kedark, and here it's Kedark. What is Rashi saying? Kol chavdalet chodesh shetinik yoinik dosh mifnim zayim bebechutz kedei shaloitis aber betigmulas bno v'yomei sot sakonas nefoshes ele kemai se'er v'oinon alme tomar pesach pasuach hoyolo. Let us see Taisus. V'loi kemai se'er v'oinon dilo hosom shaloi kedark. There it was shaloi kedark. And here it's, yeah, mashme, the osa l'shamish, shaloi kedalko. Yisra says, dilu hosom shaloi kedalko. Mashme, the osa l'shamish, shaloi kedalko. That means we're using maisa er v'oinon as a symbol of Yisra, of Ashchos Zera. But here it's not, but seems just like there it's a ma'isa iso, see it's also ma'isa iso. משמע דאוסו לשמי שלא יקדרק, ותאמה, דבפרק בייס דנדורים אומר, ההיא דאוסי לקמי דרבי, ואומרו לי, שיטות רבי, שולחן ערכתי לי, והופכי. That means her husband wanted to be משמי שלא יקדרק. אומר לו, ביתי התאירה איתי רוסך לי. The Torah was matter to him. ומאסיק תהלכס אוכי, והופכי היינו שלא יקדלכו. לפי שמצטערס בכך, and that was her complaint, she came to Rebbe because she's מצטער. שנמה וישכב אויסו ויענהו, שאינו אויסו שלא יקדלכו. וכן אם תנס בנויסו שלא יקדלכו. די הופכי, if הופכי was he למיילה והוא למטה, בוי הויסו קיבלס על כך. Even though it's not proper, it's very interesting, Tosfos, but that she wouldn't come to Rebbe, she wouldn't complain. She was complaining because she's mitzta'eres. So al kochach shalei kedarka means, the hofchai means shalei kedarka, and there she's mitzta'eres, so that she came to Rebbe. V'chach, בפרק ארבע מיסיס, אומר עבד כחובם, דגמור סז עבד כחובם לבו, אלישתי שלו כדרק חייב מיסה. עבד כחובם לבו, אלישתי שלו כדרק חייב מיסה. בורך מי כמידי דישראל עם החי ועבד כחובם החי. So Tosfos says, well, כוחוך, היי לאי מחייב, היינו לבישראל שורי. לאי מחייב means that it's mutter. Not is not חייב מיסה. דאי כאיסה בישראל, נכד המחייב בי בתכחון. מיסה דעזרוסן זוי מיסוסן, כמי בגזל ושאר דבורם. So we see from the Gemara, so Tosfos brings two Gemaras, which it would seem from those Gemaras that שלאי כדרק is mutter. And here it seems that it's also. ואימרי דאוס אמיירי בלא יצא הזרה דשורי, דקיבן דלקה השחוס הזרה להבי כמייסה ער בעינה. The posik says clore, the vishiches was the avla. Vishiches ארצו, בשעס he was boil שלויקה דלקה, there was a השחוסה. So that was the avera. But here we're speaking about if there's no Ashchosa Zera, there's only a Maisa Biya Shaloi Kedarka. So there's nothing to do with Maisa Erba, you know, and that's Take Muta. Oid Omari, the Leichoshuv ke Maisa Erba Oinon, Elok Shemiskaven La Hashchis Zera, the Rogel Lasis Kein Tomit. But there's a tmidius of bias of ashchosa zera that which you can't become the saba. Avul bakroi ba'alma mesaba lovi alishtoi shalei kedar keshori kedamrine benedorim kol mashal demroi tzalasas bishta yase moshe lebos abo min ataboch vedog abo min atzayid rotzoich leitzri rotzoich lemevushel rotzo sholok hakoponim That's how Tosfos says pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara in the Dorm. Let us see further. So the Gemara says, "Bishloima oinon b'chsiv bei b'shiches arzo." What is ma'isa er oinon? Hello, er minolo. How do you know that er was also nichshel in this chet? Amar Rav Nachman ba'yitzur d'siv ayomes gam oisoi. Is Abhu Boysa Misa Meis. Dabai Oinon, he had the same Misa of Er. Bishloima Oinon, Mishum Loiloyi Azora. Oinon had a Cheshben, Mishum Loiloyi Azora. The Oimik Kadover is that the child that will be born, one is Mekai Mitzvah Yibum, so it's the Nishome of the Nifter. That means it's not considered his child, it's considered we're bringing back the Nifter to have another chance on this world. So it's a chesorin in lo yiyazera. Like this, there's a din brokar davua, so it's called, this is a hamshoche of the yav. The child is hamshoche of the yav, but here pshat is that it's called, we're bringing back the och hameis. So I saw they bring down in Megillas Rus, it says that the Shechina said, Nilda ben Lenomi. And that's like, because the Nishmas Machlein came into the child, into Oivad. So Memela, it says, Nilda ben Lenomi. So Machlein came back. Nilda ben Lenomi. Al Koponim, Oinon had a selfish husband, Kemishim Loiloyi Azora. My time of it, but what was the cheshbon of air? What was the cheshbon of air? Kadesh leitisabe v'yakrish. So he had a different cheshbon. V'yakrish yofyo, and her yofi will become v'skache. She'll get weakened. She won't be so beautiful. So frek the maloya royim, fine, but einisha misaberes mibir rishayna. So why didn't he make a beer rishayne? That's his kasha. If the Marsi's clay didn't make a beer rishayne either. So it brings back to me an idea of you that there's a mita misabris for the beer rishayne also. So he was afraid. He didn't want to take a risk that she might become your misabris of a beer rishayne. The stakes were too high. So mainly he wasn't boilam. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbono. Now, the Braise is darshaning a posik. And the posik, let us see Rashi what the posik is. The posik says, Oiso, Beisho Asha Yishkav Ish Oiso Shichvas Era, Berochetsu Bamayim, Berochetsu Bamayim. So here the posik tells us that if there's a Shchivas Ish Beisho, so both of them are Tomei, and they need tefillah. But there's an extra word here. Yishkav ish oiso. Shichvaza oiso. And seems when mamayit, there's a certain isha that does not need tefillah after tashmish. Now what is the oiso coming to be mamayit? Tana Rabbanan. Oiso prat lekala divrei Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Yehuda holds that kala, a psula, the first bia, she doesn't need tvila. She's not tome. V'chachomim oimrim prat l'shaloi kedarka. If she was nivul shaloi kedarka, also she doesn't need tvila. Omalei hoin berei d'Rav Nachman l'Rav Nachman. So, hoin, the son of Rav Nachman says, what's pshatn Rav Yehuda? Leima kosova Rav Yehuda teira chosa al tachshite kale? He said, psaps, I'm made of the kigzeres hakosa. That a kale is not mekabel tume. Akala is not mekabo tume, the first beer. So what's pshat in this? So pshat is that the Torah was chosa al tarshite kala. So let us see Rashi. Prat lekala, dleiboy tvila mishem tumes beer rishayna, kez meforish taimba lekaman, hoin shem chochem, al tarshite kala, kechal usrak shenoisnim al poneho, Bim titvel yaviru mamay. He said it's a modern zach. He said, how do we understand this gzeres hakosef? That she doesn't need tvila. So why doesn't she need tvila? It's hakocha, because she had makeup on her face, and she was made up so beautifully for the chasene, and now right after the bia rishayne, she'll have to table herself, so it's the hashot, tachshite kala. So the Torah said, no, you don't have to table yourself. Let us see, there's a very interesting Tosfos. HaTorah chosa al tachshite kala, shloipol shak mi al poner, that is, that the makeup shouldn't fall off. You should have to table yourself. Afal gav demiyad she tamoy tifloit v'titzparech litvof ak tachtoyset. But there's another, she becomes tamoy als peilete shich vazera. A peilete shich vazera is also tamoy. So memele, so what did you accomplish over here? The B is metamen, a peilete shich vazera is also metamen. Mikom akim niche, sha'atoyre choser kozman shaloi tamoyit. Aval kaponim, Kozman, she won't be tamid miyamite, so she doesn't have to make herself up again. Oy she titein moich koidem she tamid kedei she loy tifloit, or she put in a moich that she won't be a pelatus shich vazer. That's what Taisu says. Agabuche, we see from the lotion of Taisus, the lotion Taisus and Rashi, Rashi says, Shalo Yavirum, Vim Titul Yavirum Hamayim. It seems she toivus herself with the makeup. No, but she'll toivus, but if she'll, Vim Titul Yavirum Hamayim, the water will take it off. Yipol Shrak Meyalponet. Taisus also says the same thing. Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down. I say, Meiker Adin, Kufza the Kress Sif Yudzain, Seva Shetzoivis Hanoshim Apneim, Einei Choytzitz. Stomach, it's Kosha Noi Einei Choytzitz. So that is Pshat the Gemara's Kash. The Gemara is asking a Kash, but, that's Pshat. That's what Hoyne is the Kash to Rav Nachman. Samod Nezach. Oh, my lay, no, that's not pshat in the Gzeir Sekosuf. Shein isho misaberes mi bir rishayna. No, the reason is that it's a beer that's not roi lahazriya. And the Pasuk says, shichva zer, we'll see in Rashi klo how the Roshi goes. But let's just finish the Gemara. Vamaiko miflegi, rabbonon sovri shichva zer prat laharo. That haro, if he made haro, so the she doesn't become tummy. Oisa prat l'shaloike dalko. That if he's bail shaloike dalko, also she's not tummy. Rabbi the Sava, shaloike dalko v'ro mishich v'zera nafke. Oisa prat l'kalo. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi l'fashen isha misaberes mibio rishayne. The loy shichva zera kerinim bay. So that doesn't fall into the, it says the posik was, ish, ash, isha, asha yishkav, ish, oiso shichva zera. So shichva zera means that it's roy lazria. Dein roy lazria. That's not called shichva zera. Shchive, that's roy lazria. Umiyu, so Taisvi says, es rashi yes, ebezoi, so why didn't need the oisa? Mi miyuta mishich vezera loy nafke. Hoyil vahaim mokim roy lazriyuh bebi yeshniya. This is called a shichvas zera because this is a mokim which is roy lazriyuh bebi yeshniya. So memele, so that's we need an oisa to be memayate. Mishum negei, so Tanarashi says, what's this whole thing? So memele, so she becomes tummy, she's negei b'shichvazera. She negei b'shichvazera nami loy metame, the tumis beis hastorim loy metame. Tumis beis hastorim is not metame. Elo shigzer sakosavi bidbiye, v'cheinu b'misachas nidem. Laharo. So the Gemara says, what do the Chachamim do? So Shich Vezera de Darshan, La Ro, Shaloi Hizriya. Ilamandia Meshik, Ilamandia Machnosus HaTorah. We'll come back to this Rashi. Shaloi Kedarke, Varo, Meshich Vezera, Nafke. Shaloi Kedarke, Ein Mokeim Zera. It is not a Mokeim Zera. So that's the smite from Shich Vezera. Hero, Lach, Lav Shich Vezera. The ein kan zera, hilkach tovayu mishichva zera mimatu. Now, we, from the rehites loshen of Rashi, it would seem, we have a miut an hero, and Rashi seems to say that, that the miyut of haro is because there's no shichva zera. He wasn't mazriya. The ein kan zera. As she says before, also like that. Shaloi hizriya. So it seems from Rashi, what will be the din if he will be mazriya? So then haro is also, then haro is also metame. We're talking about that he made haro, that he wasn't mazriya. So then she's not tame. And what'll be if he'll make a gmar bia and he will not be mazriya? What will the din be there? So it's very unclear. That means if we're saying haro sheloi hizriya, she's tohoir. So it seems gemar biya sheloi hizriya, she's tamei. And Rabbi Yisrael wants to say like that in the tshuva, in Ebenezer. He wants to say, he buys that tzorchin on the whole sugya, but he says, I mean, that's l'chayir the cheshbon. The cheshbon would see, if we're saying, we're saying two tnoim over here. We're saying a tnai that haro, she's not tomei. In Rashi, adds another tnai. The Rambam also says the same thing. Shaloi is ria. So with simepes, these two tnoim, then the haloch is that what? That she's not tomei. So, and sima haro, she is ria, she is tomei. So what's haro? So sim gmar bia, shaloi is ria, is also tomei. The Meiri in the Keren Eire says they would learn different pshat. Unless you say balabatish, that haro was not mentioned halachically, it was only mentioned practically. That normally by haro, he's not mazriya yet. So that's why, but the Gemara means to be memayit, a bia of hazro. So the Gemara chaps on haro, because tam haro is not mazriya yet. So, but Einachanami, Gemar Biye, she also won't become Tommy if he wasn't Mazriya. The Meiri and the Keren Eire want to say not like Rashi, and that they want to say that, Fakert Haro, and he was Mazriya. The Meir is Mashiach Vazera because it's not Roy, she's not Roy to become this Abba. From that Hazro. Shich Vazera means Ashchive that's Roy Lazriya. So you need Hazro. Without Hazro, Samas a Gonish Magonish. But that's the Miyat. Hazro of Haro is not Mitame. Afka Hazro from Marbi is Mitame because then it's Roy Lazriya.